brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jim Tucker's coming up in the next segment. God bless you all, and thank you for joining me. I got a little bit angry in the last hour about the Queen of England humiliating the presidency in public, looking at our president with hatred, the whole government worshiping her and calling her Her Majesty, and our leaders bowing to a monarch. But it's the antithesis of what this nation is. And you know, it doesn't stop there. Just 20 years ago, just 10 years ago, we still called elected representatives and their employees, our employees, public servants. Public servants. Statesmen. They had a duty. Now they're called authorities. Now they're called officials. Now they have all these titles, Your Honor, and they demand, and mayors will stop and say, call me your honor. And Bush will blow up if you don't call him Mr. President to a reporter. Or he'll tell a blind reporter to take his glasses off to show respect. And the police call us civilians when they're civilians too. To call us civilians means the government is military run or under admiralty law, which is British imperial law, and that is actually what we're under. But see, cops don't know why they call us civilians now. They don't know why mayors call us and governors call us civilians. They don't know why they call their bosses authorities, officials. We're going into to ape behavior. Hearts of darkness, running up, stooping, bowing, and licking boots of scum that wear fancy badges and insignia. What do you think a crown is that she wore at that dinner last night? It's a badge of, I'm above all of you. Look, I've got a bigger head crest than you. Like some type of parrot. We're bigger than that. We should be admired and get the head of the table in society for what we built or what we designed or who we stood up for or who we saved or what courage we showed. And when you have that, you get a nation that had over 90% of the world's patents. You get a nation that had 4% of the wealth and 4% of the population and half the world's wealth, because there was liberty and there was freedom. And you got ahead for who you were and what you could build and what you knew. Not because you wore some big black top hat or some big crown like the biggest parrot in the bunch, and all the other birds have to sit below that parrot and sit there and preen and chirp and beg and come up and groom you. I'm not going to groom you. You are the lowest of the low. And know that the spirit of America still beats in this audience's heart. And know that the United States still stands against you despite your attempt to destroy our borders and bring down our sovereignty. And we know you're the eternal enemy. And I pray God reveal you as the eternal enemy of this nation. Now, the good news is the cover-up of 9/11 has imploded in all the major polls. And we told you that we woke up Bruce Willis, thanks to Rick Linkletter giving him my videos a year ago. The neocons tried to spin that. He has now gone public in a Vanity Fair interview saying a shadow government runs the United States, that it's run things since they killed JFK. It's actually worse than that. It was going on since they set up the Royal Institute of International Affairs and then had the coup d'etat in 33. The military rule was set up, or Admiralty British Maritime Law. That's official documents, by the way. But he's really starting to get it now, and he says he may get killed for it, knowing the type of danger. And the key is, he is the ultimate prize here. Maybe a Schwarzenegger would be bigger. Coming out of the darkness, admitting he'd been co-opted, admitting he'd been used. He's a big neocon icon. He's not a neocon himself, but he was one of their... This would have been like Pat Tillman if he could have made it back to the U.S. and been anti-war, as he was saying he was going to do before they capped him. This is bigger than Pat Tillman defecting. That's why they're not attacking him in the hit pieces. That's why they're just hoping it doesn't get picked up on. That's why they're hoping his 9/11 and JFK comments go unnoticed. That's why you got to go to prisonplano.com and get the new article that Paul Watson wrote. And I mean, get it to the four winds now. This is an action alert. Action alert. Let's break the blackout on the Bruce Willis story. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $49 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, for over 30 years, he's covered Bilderberg. He's been to over 27 of the meetings. And I just talked to him. They are sure now of where it's being held, the country and the city, not the exact location. And they know the date now. This is going to be breaking news. It's funny, the CBC called here this morning, the big Canadian broadcasting system, and they wanted to interview us about this, and we're more than happy to. But I said, hey, you're lucky, Jim Tucker's on today. So they're tuned in right now wanting to know where it's going to be held. Obviously whet their appetite and their interest, piqued it, as they say, that it was in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, last year, and I covered that there. That was my virgin maiden voyage. I will not be going to Istanbul. Jim's been shot at, locked up before, kidnapped, interrogated, and now he's going to Istanbul. Boy, that is a Turkish jail. Sounds fun. And yes, I just let the cat out of the bag where it's going to be held. They've confirmed. We'll go to Jim in just one moment. I first off want to encourage all of you to get his book, Bilderberg Diary, that came out last year. It is a great read, filled with photos he and others took going back over 20 years. You want to be an expert on Bilderberg, every page is riveting, where he confronts David Rockefeller and where maybe we're going to talk about some of those stories that are in Bilderberg Diary, Dick Cheney, you name it. It is a must-have book, Bilderberg Diary, the most definitive, it's a short volume, easy read book out there. Club Bilderberg by Estlin is excellent as well, but is a long read comparatively. You need to get Bilderberg Diary by Jim Tucker, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-2539, 888-253-3139, or send, I forget, what is it, 1495, to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I didn't plug last hour. I will remind you what supports this broadcast, plus what gets the word out, my films. I've made 15 of them. The latest is Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror. We carry America, Freedom to Fascism, as low as $9.95. You're not going to find anywhere else that low. We have my three Police State films now in a three DVD box set, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 45% off. That's right. The film is $34.95. Three films, $34.95, the classics, remastered on three DVDs in one box, 45% off. As the dollar implodes in value, we're cutting prices. It's just about getting the word out, and we hope and pray that we get enough orders to continue operating. That's how you donate. That's how you support us. Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And when you get any of my 15 films, you support us. When you get Loose Change Second Edition, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, America, Freedom to Fascism. When you get titles that we didn't make, you also are supporting Jim Tucker or Aaron Russo or Dylan Avery and Corey Rove and Jason Burmes. Support us. Go to Infowars.com and get great materials at discount prices while you're at it. You cannot beat it. Or get a 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv membership, an incredible activist center. Go there, download the films in super high quality, burn them to disc, use it as an activist tool, much higher quality than you'll find them, some of them floating around free on the web, prisonplanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members of prisonplanet.tv. And I want to, last night I was here till 1 in the morning again, and I just was reading letters, scanning through probably, I don't know, 30 or so letters that came in. Just the last week, you know, handwritten letters, scanning them, trying to read it all, and just some bringing tears to my eyes. And I don't even ever have time to come on air and thank you for all those. I want to thank you for the letters, and I want to thank you for the support, and I want to thank you for being part of this historical fight. All right, enough from me. Jim Tucker. Jim, for those that don't know who you are, we have new listeners every millisecond. Will you please tell folks a little bit about yourself growing up on the cotton farm, reading the newspapers, and what you think can save America, and then how you learned to Bilderberg, and then give us the big news, where you've learned it's going to be held, the country, the state, the city, not the locale, the date you do have. And, again, your bravery to go into Turkey, you have got certainly a lot of will and a lot of courage. Jim, good to talk to you again.
Well, it's always a pleasure. As far as early history is concerned, I grew up on a 40-acre hard scrabble cotton farm in North Carolina. Been going downhill ever since. My first 20 years were with the establishment newspapers. I was a night editor to the Washington Daily News until it went belly up in 72. I was on the copy desk of Richmond Times Dispatch, assistant news editor for the Afton Beacon Journal, editor of smaller dailies like the Martinsville, Virginia newspaper. I had never heard the word Bilderberg in my life until, I believe it was April of 1975. I was being interviewed by Willis Carter, the founder of Liberty Lobby, for the job of getting pregnant and creating a weekly journal called the Spotlight. And he asked me what I thought about Bilderberg. I had never heard of them. I first didn't take it seriously. No, it's not possible I could spend 20 happy years with major newspapers, all the wires clicking at my earlobes, and not be aware of a group such as this. So he gave me a lot of material, the newsletters produced by Liberty Lobby exposing Bilderberg, and most intriguingly, two columns written by the late and great Westbrook Pegler in 1957. He did not know they were called Bilderberg, but he got a tip that some luminaries were meeting off of an island in Georgia, as I recall. He did two lengthy columns identifying by sight and through binoculars those who attended, describing the security, the fact that the place was sealed, resort was sealed off, and only these luminaries were attending, and raised the very obvious question we've raised all these years. Why are they meeting? Why the secrecy? If they're doing good, why are they embarrassed for anybody to know? And they deny their very existence for a lot of years. They published the newspapers in Europe, give it a lot of attention now that we started collaborating about 15 years ago. So the line no longer is that we don't exist, it's your imagination. But it is, we do nothing, we only do good. And the unwashed multitude should be grateful for the wonderful things we do for them that we can't tell you about. But some of the things they do, I think, a lot of people find less than wonderful.
Well, even the BBC had to report, years after denying they even existed and saying we were all insane, a few years ago they got some of the founding recordings and documents of Bilderberg, where in 1954 they were charting how to set up the European Union by stealth, and now they're the prime movers behind the American Union. And it's just the fact they've been caught lying so much. The problem is a lot of the owners of the major media conglomerates are Bilderberg Group members. And so what do you expect? Of course they're going to lie.
Yes, executives of the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and Washington Post have all attended meetings. In fact, Donald Graham and Jimmy Lee Hoagland, their associate editor of the Washington Post, Donald Graham's the publisher, Jimmy Lee Hoagland's the associate editor. They attend every year, as did Mrs. Graham until she died. And before her, Phil Graham, the publisher since 1954 or something, 40-something of the Washington Post, attended all the meetings. And they make that solemn promise to reveal nothing. Anytime the word Bilderberg gets into a newspaper, one of those newspapers, it's an accident. A few years ago, an old Bilderberg boy decides to die at a Bilderberg meeting. And the obituary writer pointed out that he attended a Bilderberg meeting. Well, you can't tell the whole 900-man news staff at the New York Times don't use this word, so it crept through. It didn't hurt them much because a few people, there's so many groups and so forth that probably the word Bilderberg escaped the attention of most of the readers anyway, but they do have that rule. Nothing is reported, and they keep that rule at all costs.
Now, Jim, we're going to go to break here. I want to come back and then break the big news in detail of where the meeting is going to be held and what intel you've got and the date. But as an American patriot, what is it like to see the White House groveling and begging to the Queen of England and the media saying, how dare Bush not show her proper respect? I mean, does it disgust you to see this worship of royalty and the worship of Queen Beatrix that goes on at Bilderberg?
Royalty always did bother me, but oddly, in the culture of England, those guys on the dole in coal mines in northern England, if you said cut back the huge allowances given to the Queen or to Bonnie Prince Charles, they say no, they'd be outraged. They love their royalty for some reason. Most Americans don't. And while I think we should be gracious to the Queen, certainly such silly rules as when the Queen's through eating, everybody's through eating. I mean, all those silly rules. If I've still got a good steak in front of me and she's already through eating, I'm not going to waste that good steak.
Well, you say be gracious. I'm not going to be gracious for her, that New World Order trash. Her and her husband push the whole globalist agenda. And exactly, the president's supposed to walk behind her when she's done eating like the alpha monkey. We're supposed to all stop. This is our ancestral enemy, Jim.
Yes, by saying being gracious, I mean not shouting obscenities in her face, but saying if she says good morning, say good morning.
Well, you are a gentleman.
Well, that's the way Baptists were reared down south.
I understand. Well, I was reared like that too, but not for her. I make a point of not being a gentleman because she doesn't deserve it. This disgusting.
Point taken.
Jim, when we get back, let's get into the big news for everybody, and then I want to take some calls. Folks, it's your chance to talk to Jim Tucker, specifically on the New World Order, on the Bilderberg Group, on royalty, on what Jim's intel he's been getting, on what's going to be big on their agenda this year. 1-800-259-9231. AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net is the website. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. Right now, the legendary and my good friend, Jim Tucker, on the other side.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. May 8, 2007, spot gold 685 10 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $706.96, $355.52 for half ounce, and $177.77 for quarter ounce coins at $706.96, $355.52 and $177.77. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Back to the royalty situation. They train you with peer pressure that everyone has to grovel, and they say, will you follow proper etiquette? Will you let her extend her hand? Will you stop eating when she eats? Will you grovel to her? Will you not look her in the eyes? There's reasons they do all those petty things. It's about making you submit to their will. That's why I called her those names in the first hour. That's why. Because I do not submit to your will, scum. I'm sorry. Again, it's our police call us civilians now. The government's called authorities, officials, no longer servants. Words mean things. This is a craft of control and serfdom they're using. Jim Tucker of American Free Press, the author of Bilderberg Diary that we carry at Infowars.com. Again, we're honored to have my friend on. I wish I could be with you there in Istanbul, but I'm busy finishing a film about you. You're one of the main characters in my new Endgame film about the world government. But I hope and pray, I know Escalon has said he will email me pictures from that as we're finishing and sweetening the film, so that we can include Bilderberg 2007, in my monstrosity I've been working on now for really over a year, Endgame. Jim Tucker, in the short segment we have, give us the intel dump data, what you learned from your sources, where it's being held, and the one piece of data you're still lacking that you're even asking the media and the listeners to help you discover.
Yes, we're 100% sure they'll meet May 31 through June 3, or whatever Sunday is, at Istanbul, Turkey. Just where, we don't know yet. We're still working on that. Danny Istanbul suggests what we have to drive around and look for resorts with cops, surrounded by cops with those sawhorses outside. But we still have a lot of people working on it, and I'm very hopeful of having the precise site before I get there, because that's always very helpful. I'll have my travel itinerary ready by Monday morning, because I do have to make the commitment to be there wherever they might be. So it's touch and go yet.
All right. Now, again, this is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't even seen a column from you yet on this. I heard a mention that you guys might think it could be in Turkey, but now you've narrowed it down to Turkey and Istanbul. Breaking news here, Jim. We appreciate you sharing this with us. Now, have you ever gone to a conference not knowing the exact location in a city, or do you think you will learn before you go there at the end of this month?
I'm very hopeful of learning before leaving, but we did have one this close one time. One of the same sources still working on trying to pin down the location. I'm not at liberty to give his name, but he's a retired financial consultant who's actually had Bilderberg members as clients, and he's helped us for 20-some years. We were going to, Lord, where was that? Well, we're going to someplace in Europe. I'm actually backing up to see if I can pin it down. The list of... Yes, we were going to Brussels in 2000. We knew it was in the Brussels area. We knew the date. Still did not know exactly where. And I'm at the National Press Club with my other pair of socks and typewriter in hand, waiting for a jitney to take me to Dulles Airport. And I got a call from this guy, and he said, bingo, we've got him. He named the precise location. I was able to call Spotlight back in town to remake page one with the precise location. And he was right. It was that close, down to the very hour I was to head for the airport before I got the precise location. Of course, he had to call me, knowing the hotel I'd be checking into. He had to call me the next day at the hotel, but still, there's no such thing as knowing too soon.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's on average every 3 years, for 3 years in a row it'll be in Europe, and every fourth year in North America. So
yes.
Even if they try a bait and switch, you'll be in Eastern Europe, on the edge of Europe, now an EU member, trying to make it a member, Turkey. You'll be able to jump on a plane if they do a bait and switch. But you've always been correct with these sources. You're saying 100% Istanbul, Turkey.
Yes. Now, I don't think they're going to make a big switch. They only tried that once. Even for powerful guys like this, they know probably 3 years ahead of what resort they'll be in, because they have to put up a nice fat deposit to tell this resort nobody but us Bilderberg people, us members and our staff, and your staff has to be carefully screened with new employees put on furlough during the meeting so that we can have absolute security. Now, to do that, you do have to work 2 or 3 years in advance. And when they tried, they got mad at Austria because they had a free election in which young George Haider did well. And all the politically correct groups such as Bilderberg decided to abandon Austria.
Stay there, Jim. We got a break. We'll talk about your security when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
This is not America worshiping royals, bowing to them. America.
Little piece of you. A little piece in me. Well,
come so far in America to call our elected representatives our servants, the officials, the authorities, and we bow to the scum leader of royalty. They are the world leaders of royalty, the world leaders of crime, the world leaders of the New World Order with the Rothschild scum that's married in with them. And they're here with our president bowing and stooping and fetching. Well, Jim Tucker doesn't bow. Richard, Rick, Daniel, Brad, and others, we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. For Jim Tucker, we got some calls asking about his book. It's Bilderberg Diary. Jim, you can describe it better than I can. For folks that want to buy it from our secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Before we get into Istanbul and your security and what you think is going to be on the agenda there and then calls, tell the listeners, please, sir, just in a nutshell about your book, because, I mean, it is a book I couldn't put down. And I've read it about four times because, you know, I use it, some of it as a blueprint to do research for the film I'm making. A large section of Endgame is centering in and around Bilderberg. as kind of the central spoke of the wheel that makes the film up, the central part of the historical plot line. But tell us about Bilderberg Diary.
Well, Bilderberg Diary covers Bilderberg meetings all the way up in, to and including 2005 when we were all in, through sometimes my twilight years, I get confused. But over the Bilderberg meetings over the years, the things that affect Americans, that see, all the way through, 2005, when we're, not including last year, 2005, the richly illustrated, as you said, one of the, my favorite photos is confronting Henry Kissinger and asking him, that time I went to him at some kind of reception, said, Dr. Kissinger, the Bilderberg meeting, name and the site and time and so forth, this white-haired old European said this to you, what was your response? His first answer was an indignant, that was a private meeting. Then he remembered to affect his German accent, that was a private meeting. So,
Jim, I'm going to have to stop you. Somebody got a line crossed with you. I heard it dial, and then somebody answered. I don't want a private conversation out of American Free Press going out over the air. Can you look around and see who's on your line?
So, who's on line one?
Put him on hold real quick. That happens in newsrooms, folks. It's okay. It's standard. I just don't want... I was in horror there, hoping whoever it was would figure out that they were... I'm sure a lot of you listeners could hear it. It was dialing, and then I heard talking start up, and I didn't want to... Go ahead and bring Jim back up. Did we get that fixed? It's okay, Jim. Please continue with the Henry Kissinger story. Sorry.
Sure. Are we clear now?
Okay. Yes, we are, sir.
Okay. Well, it demonstrates what an affected person he is. He's been in this country since he's 14 years old. He's deep into his 80s now. His brother, they tell me, who I do not know, speaks English like a native, but he affects that German accent for some reason. These guys are all pompous asses. In fact, reminiscent of your comments about the Queen, the staff at a Bilderberg resort where they meet every year, the staff is told, never look a Bilderberg guy in the eye and never speak to him unless he speaks to you. Now, it's common when you go into a restaurant or hotel for a waiter or waitress to say, good evening. But if I'm Bilderberg, I have to say good evening first. Then you can respond and say good evening. But you must not look me in the eye if I'm a Bilderberg boy. Those kind of silly affectations have always amused me.
Well, that's dog training. We have to act like little trained animals around them. This is all part of their control and their domination of us, and that's why I find them so disgusting, and I detest them. What about your security? I mean, have you ever done something there that far into the east? Have you ever gone to a Bilderberg meeting in Turkey?
No, I've never gone to Turkey before. This is the first time they've met since about 1974 or so, shortly before I hooked up with Spotlight. This is their second time in Turkey. It's been 30-some years. I've never been to Turkey before. Looking forward to it.
Now, you know, and I mean, I know you're fearless. You've climbed hedges and gone through drainage ditches and had them arrest you and been shot at. And you always want to be clear. They shot over your head, so it's no big deal with it impacting on the brick above you. No big deal, of course, but it is a big deal, Jim. You're going to Turkey. We need to all pray for you. You know, those Turks don't play games. That's a police state first rate.
Yes.
But if they dare mess with you, though, it'll be a blessing because it'll blow up so big in the press. But you just be sure, I know you make a yearly call to American Free Press, make sure and make one to my office while you're there, because we'll get it up instantly and rally the troops if you don't call into us and if they nab you.
Okay, if you'd well, I'll probably talk to you before leaving, but you'll get a copy of my itinerary. So you'll know how to call me if I don't get through to you, but I'll try to get through to you.
Sure, we did that last year while I was there with you. And, you know, this way we can track and chronicle and kind of watch your back, Jim.
Yeah, well, last year's meeting didn't have the same dramatic results as the ones where we could do an advanced story on the end of the Cold War, on Bill Clinton's invasion of Kosovo, the downfall of Maggie Thatcher, whom they detested. But you'll recall that our lead story was about how the they anticipated a housing collapse with all these young people being induced by knot-headed bankers.
I remember you said that last year.
And you've been reading about it in the established newspaper ever since.
In fact, you did write about that and cover that here on this very show and in American Free Press last year. Now that's a key point, to show the power of the Bilderberg Group, Jim. How many things have you learned a year or two in advance before it actually happened?
Well, as I mentioned, most dramatic ones being the fact they're going to toss Maggie Thatcher out as the Prime Minister of Britain because she resisted giving up the British pound in favor of the euro, and other demands made by the European Union. And I had the pleasure of chatting with her, with Lady Thatcher, as she was then after she retired, before she had the stroke. And I asked her response to the fact that she had been knocked down by Bilderberg. And she said, almost a direct quote, I remember she used the term, it's a tribute, she said, to be denounced by Bilderberg, and had harsh things to say about any head of state who surrendered any sovereignty to an international body. And she had attended one meeting, had nothing to say, they could not rope her into the conspiracy, so as punishment, well, also to advance their cause, which is having some problems in Europe now because European press, I'm talking about major newspapers with heavy page one coverage, photographs, heavy stories raising the question of what they're up to, photographs of the armed guards surrounding the place and all that. The Europeans are much more aware. I'm talking about major newspapers in Europe giving this heavy attention. Now, they're having troubles with the European Union now. They thought they'd have a European Union constitution now. It was rejected by three or four years ago by
that's right. We just had EU expansion failure, free trade of the Americas collapsed. And Jim, you are a trailblazer, whether you like it or not. I know Westbrook Pegler wrote two articles, but I mean, you know, he was kind of like Abraham and you're Moses. I mean, you really have had an effect globally for those 20 plus years that you went there when no one else was covering it. We owe you a great debt, Jim Tucker.
Well, thank you much. But if we had the same coverage in this country, we wouldn't be talking about an American Union and giving up the dollar in favor of the Mario if we had the same coverage in this country that the people in Europe get regarding Bilderberg. But the blackout here is almost universally complete, which is not a condemnation of all 1,200 down from 1,800 American daily newspapers, because the small-town newspaper depends solely on the wires for state and world news. The small daily is trying to keep up with the high school football team and the church socials and the city council. So if it's not on the AP wire, it does not exist. And it's not on the AP wire every year after Bilderberg meeting in this age of...
Well, we need small-town papers, the readers of those, to start demanding real coverage and to start demanding real research by their reporters, and in a few hours every day, they could have huge stories and up their readership. That's why their readership's imploding, because people don't want to only hear about what Sally Soccer Mom did.
Yeah, it would be very helpful if readers would Xerox a Bilderberg story and mail it to their local editor, politely asking why no coverage and so forth. And again, I stress that the... if the major dailies and broadcast networks are involved directly in the conspiracy.
Jim, sometimes we start, a few weeks, a few months before the meeting, you get some leaks about what the big issues on the agenda are going to be. That's my last question before we go to calls. What are some of the big issues on the agenda?
The big issue is how to repair the European Union. In fact, just a recent poll, which deserves Bilderberg very much, shows that most British people would rather have no ties with the European Union, just to get out of it altogether.
Yeah, they've got some polls.
They're not as much into it as the European Union wants them to be.
They've got some polls that are in the mid-80s against it.
Yeah, and that was not the plan at all. Everybody's supposed to embrace the European Union. It's supposed to, by now, be 100% a super state instead of 90% a super state.
Well, here's an example, Jim. They just had the 50th anniversary of the EU.
Yeah.
Literally, we had the photos. They had jugglers and parades and million-dollar firework displays. No one showed up. Dead streets. You could almost hear the crickets. And,
yes.
That is a testament. They are losing.
Yes, I'd like for them to do a better job of losing in this hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, like they are in Europe. That's why it's so important to pressure the media to give attention to Bilderberg. If they want to say Bilderberg's great guys, go ahead and say it, but they acknowledge their presence, the fact they exist, and the fact that their meetings are behind closed and locked doors, and they would prefer them to be 100% secret.
I've also read some mainstream news articles, and I want to get your take on this, saying that Bilderberg's lost some of its luster for the members because it has been exposed to the public, and that it's still extremely, influential and elite, but that it's lost some of its gleam due to your ferreting behavior.
I didn't see that, but I'm glad to hear about it.
Yeah, they've been reporting about it losing some of its luster. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I'm glad they're reporting it. I have not seen that reporting myself. What newspaper was it in?
I've been compiling literally scores of them for the film. I don't remember the one of them. Hold on just a minute. Let me think. My memory's been failing today. I want to say BBC.
Uh-huh.
There's been like five of them in BBC we found, and then a BBC radio reporter said it too. I'll try to dig it up and get it to you, Jim.
Yeah, a few years ago, Channel 4 in London did a full one-hour thing on Bilderbergs. It was, there were some mistakes, which I can't understand. They had their guy with me in Washington a week before the meeting, all week in Bilderberg countries, Portugal that year, and for a week in Washington afterwards with the microphone always under my chin. Yet he quotes me as using certain vulgarities that I've never used because I don't like them. I don't mind the good, clean cussing, but I've never used words that refer to anatomically impossible.
Well, here's the deal. That's I was in the same four-part Secret Rulers of the World Peace. That thing's pure propaganda. The book he wrote, John Ronson, has me hiding from werewolves, okay? So I know, folks, I didn't hide from werewolves. And literally, I was on the phone and I said, man, the fog's like 5 foot thick. I was trying to find the hotel in Northern California for Bohemian Grove meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, this is like something out of a 1950s werewolf movie. Well, he took that and turned it into Alex called screaming in fear that werewolves were about to attack him. Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff he does. So.
In fact, when they were working on what was to be the one-hour documentary on Bilderberg, they never said they were also working on a book. That would not have changed the rules. And maybe he didn't know he was going to write a book at that point.
No. He was already writing the book while he was doing the documentary. He was writing it at dinner on cocktail napkins in front of me.
In that case, the gracious thing to do would be say, I'm also doing a book. As I say, that wouldn't have changed the rules. We said everything's on the record.
Yeah, that was put out by Simon & Schuster. I'm not even going to mention the book.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean to the guy either. I just, I'm tired. I kind of like him at a certain level, but a few of the things he's done, it's just, he misrepresented me in that book. And but c'est la vie, so is life, huh?
When they were in, a couple of years ago in, how do you pronounce it, Bergen, Germany, I saw him on a late night talkie, and he was talking about Bilderberg, and they asked him if this is a conspiracy, and he said, certainly could be called a conspiracy because when you're trying to meet, you don't want anybody to know about it, and doors are guarded, and the place is sealed off, and you're trying to keep the meeting itself from being known. He said, that has the ingredients of a conspiracy. So he's not been, 100% they're lovable guys. He's not been as hard on them as I think he ought to be.
Well, I think he's changed. I mean, I think when he first wrote that book and did all that 7 years ago, yes, folks, he did it in 2000 and aired in 2001, or right before, 2001. He's changed now because the listeners, it wasn't popular what he did.
Uh-huh.
And I've interviewed him since and talked to him. I was on Coast to Coast AM with him. And since then, he's totally changed his tune because he knows the tide has turned against him. Hey, did you hear about Bruce Willis coming out and saying he thinks the shadow government killed Kennedy and is still running things today?
Yes, I heard about it. I don't know much more about what he... I don't know much more about it. There's some discussion of his comments the other day that I listened to. I had nothing to contribute because I just didn't know.
Oh, so you did hear about it?
I heard about it, but I was just involved in a conversation with several people and somebody brought it up.
Well, it certainly is big news because, as you know, he's been kind of a poster boy for the fake conservatives, and his defection to the truth movement and to reality does not bode well for them. He's kind of like a canary in the coal mine. If we get Bruce Willis, which we now have, folks, I've talked to folks, three people behind the scenes, one of them publicly, Linklater's gone public, that he is now with us. He has now left the dark side and has now joined us. This is good news, Jim.
Good. We're making progress.
Jim, we've got loaded phones for you. I want to twist your arm into 5 minutes in the next hour so we can have 10 minutes of airtime to just jam in these five calls, 2 minutes a call for five callers that are holding, all we have time to get to. We'll be right back with the legendary Jim Tucker, author of The Bilderberg Diary. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Federal agents, we are armed! We have to stand up for the possession of illegal
fire! And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you?
I watch and learn and call them all suckers. You wanted me about Osama over there? Picture me buying a scam. I said, never. Great song. Remind me to roll that later in the next hour. Because I've been getting teased with it lately and not getting to it.
Like every day.
All right, let's go back to Jim Tucker. And we're going to go to Richard, Rick, Dave, Brad, Steven. He's going to hold over to the next segment so we can take your calls. Richard in Texas, you're on the air with Jim Tucker. Go ahead.
Guys, just wanted to comment that it sure seems like it ought to be an extraordinary meeting this year with everything that's going on for these people to try to sort out the sinking Bush presidency, the Iraq war, world economy issues, and that kind of thing. It just ought to be extremely interesting. And I'm curious, do we know, or is there sort of a revolving position of who actually is the orchestrator of the agenda, locations, and that sort of thing of the Bilderberg Group? Thank you for your work.
Yeah, we've got Etienne Davignon's the head honcho, right?
Yes, but the ones who will determine the agenda would be David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds of Europe and London.
That'll be the representative Franco Barnaby, right?
Yeah. I think that was his name. I could look
Franco
it up.
Barnaby,
For years, they had people by the name of Rothschilds. Like, I first thought Evan Rothschild was a girl. It turned out he's an old boy, dead now. But since then, for cover reasons, they've gotten a member of the Rothschilds family without the Rothschilds' last name to attend meetings.
That's right. Like, well, Baron Rothschild goes sometimes, and so does Lloyd Rothschild, too. But they also have a lot of people that go that aren't on the list, correct?
Yes, we have. The times we've been able to get their official list, we've also been able to spot some people, identify them by eye, some of the guys with binoculars and so forth.
By the way, Hillary, we heard, was there for about 6 hours, and then we called her office, and they said, how do you know that? How did you know that? And freaked out. Did you get any intel she was there last year?
Not that she was there, but we did positively pin her down at the meeting in Georgia a few years ago near Lake Lanier, about 40 miles from Atlanta, and she was positively identified as being there. She was First Lady then.
So now, that's a violation of the Logan Act.
Of course, and I went back to call the White House when we got back to Washington, and her staff, I asked them to officially confirm her attendance. And they said, oh, no, she didn't attend such a meeting. And I said, I have positive knowledge that she did. I'm prepared to write the story that she attended the meeting, but her staff was unaware of it, if that's what you prefer. They called back a few minutes later and said, we confirmed that she was at the Bilderberg meeting at Lake Lanier.
That's huge. Let's go ahead and take a call from Rick in Texas. Rick, go ahead.
Have you actually talked to David Rockefeller?
Several times. He doesn't like me very much.
Have you ever asked him or told him, been able to tell him thanks for ruining his own country?
Well, we've never had an extended conversation. It'd be eyeball to eyeball and a quick question and him turning away, holding his a big portfolio thing in both arms like a schoolgirl carrying her school books. He's never actually directly responded. Just his eyeballs start to roll around. He turns away and his entourage surrounds him.
And he's always got Mr. Ford, his bodyguard, right behind him.
Yes, he's always had a heavy security. The old boy's kind of frail now anyway. He's 90-some years old. All of his brothers have decided to die already of the original Rockefeller.
Yeah, he'll be making the jump into hell soon. Anything else, Rick?
I think he took out two of them personally in the late 70s to run George Herbert Walker Bush for the 80 election.
You got it. More calls from David, Brad, and Steven. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.